neighbors have moved uptown.
If you're the Avon lady, I think it's too late.
George, the Lord created everybody equal. Except in your case, he quit work before he got to your head.
Jenny, come out here now.
Why?
Oh, Pop knows we're messing around.
It's the Jeffersons, from the creators of All in the Family.
We are the Jeffersons.
Wednesday on the Jeffersons, George hires a ventriloquist as his stockbroker. But guess who's the dummy? Then on Good Times, Sweet Daddy's out for blood. And JJ's the donor. Next, Paul Newman and Lee Marvin star in Pocket Money. It all adds up to a great Wednesday.
Tonight on CBS.
Sit calm, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, the Tenors, and Nell Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite. We'll
definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up, to the east side.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Welcome back, everybody. It's day 15. Happy Friday as we continue.
Sit calm, all ye faithful.
Today, I went back to the year 1977, where I watched season 4, episode 15. Of the Jeffersons. Yes, I'm returning to another Norman Lear classic sitcom. I've had the Jeffersons on my list all year. I was ready to do it. And you know, now that I think about it, I should have changed the theme song to be I'm sure we'll feature Wheezy, because Jeannie, every time I hear it now, it makes me feel bad. It lets me down, and I feel like I've betrayed, you know, the sacred bond that we have as podcaster and listener. But if you could indulge me and accept my apology for lying to you about Jeannie and I Dream of Jeannie ever being part of this podcast, then we can move on and we can enjoy this episode that aired on Christmas Eve, 1977, my second Christmas ever. This episode's called 984 West 124th Street, Apartment 5C. And you think, what the hell does that have to do with Christmas? Well, I looked up the Jeffersons. I want to say I looked up a Christmas episode, and I always look up rankings, see what certain websites rank a show, you know, like if they put the episodes in order, what they think are, you know, one of the, some may be better than others. And somebody posted this one and said, it's not only my favorite Christmas episode of theirs, but it's one of my favorite episodes of theirs. When I see anyone say that, I say, you know what? Okay, that's what I'm going to do. They have episodes that have the word Christmas in it, titles that have, you know, episode titles with the word Christmas. Not this one. This one seems completely weird. As you know, like the title, it's very long. It's very, like, you've already forgotten it, right? Ready? I'll do it again. 984 West 124th Street, Apartment 5C. And what does that mean? Well, we'll get there. It plays a very important part in this episode, a very important part in, I think, George Jefferson's life. And it's kind of, it's a very nice, nice kind of reveal of what it means. And this episode, you know, had that touching stuff, but it also had just a lot of fun because we got to see, like, really the highlight of this episode is Marla Gibbs as Florence. She is, you know, growing up for me too. The Jeffersons was a show that was on. I knew it, and I knew her from it. But it was 227 where I really, I had, you know, was watched mostly of Marla Gibbs. But knowing this is really what she's most well known for. And I like that when they did the live, you know, in front of a live studio audience, I believe she played, I don't think she played herself. I think, did she play Mother Jefferson? I think, or she, I know she was part of it, and that was really cool. But she, was great in this because really, I mean, the Jeffersons are having a Christmas party. It's also Lionel's son and his wife's wedding anniversary. Now, what I didn't realize, I didn't know this, is that I knew there were two Lionels. We got the second Lionel in this one. From what I read, the first Lionel's there. Then there's the second Lionel. Then the first Lionel comes back. So we get Lionel number two. He's fine, but he's like, I wouldn't recognize him. If I saw the other Lionel, like just a picture of him, I'd say, that's Lionel Jefferson. This guy, I wouldn't have known who he was. So when I saw him, I said, I don't think this is the right guy. And then, of course, I looked him up and I said, oh, that's right. I recognize the other guy. But he's married, in the character, Lionel Jefferson, is married to Jenny Willis Jefferson, who is, of course, the daughter of Helen and Tom Willis, their neighbors. Right there, the neighbors, not just friends, the neighbors who live there. And I always just remember being like, oh, wow, like they're like, is this the first mixed race couple on popular television? I didn't know, but I remember, I honestly believe that this is one of the first like times I've seen like, you know, that a black woman would be married to a white guy or a white guy, you know, like I don't believe that I, you know, at least that I, on television, I could be completely wrong, but I feel like this might be the first time seeing that, which I'm sure was very progressive at the time. I also wonder if there were, you know, backwards hillbilly assholes out there who had a problem with it. Like you feel like if you wonder if letters were written in, you know, that like the way they used to do, you'd wonder if social media was around then, would the, you know, the backwoods hillbillies be coming out and be like, ah, what this guy doing? They mixing the races or some stupid shit like that. But, you know, I love the fact that they don't care. They're going to do this and they're going to show that it's just a man and a woman who are in love and normalize it. And I don't know. I just think that's really cool. And they're funny. Like, so Frank is the actor. Tom, and Roxy Roker is Helen Willis. And I'm not crazy. That is Lenny Kravitz's mom, right? I believe so. So they're coming over for a Christmas party. Tom was the Santa, but he kept talking about how kids were kicking him. Then because he promised a gift that he didn't deliver last year as Santa. Then the mom, of someone got angry and kicked him. So he just kept, and then at one point, Helen goes by and knocks him over. He's like, you've betrayed me, like kicking his leg. So they're only there, you know, they're there for a few moments. They're not like highlighted in the show. They're there to, you know, make these jokes, hang out with the Jeffersons. And then when the kids show up, they're all excited. They want Jenny and Lionel to, I'm trying to think, like I believe the clinical term is knock boots and put a baby in there. Put a baby in there. I don't know. I don't know where the hell I'm going. It is very late, ladies and gentlemen. And I have to tell you, I'm sorry, it's Friday, so it's very early. No. It's very late. But guys, you know, I've been giving little glimpses of what's been going on for me this week, and I'm happy to say it's over. The long week is over. Jury duty is complete. It was a rough day, just kind of the reality of what we're doing there, what we're deciding, the lives that are affected either way. I'm not going to go into any detail about it, but just the fact there is this, you think jury duty, you think of this obligation that is a hassle. And then you get there and you're like, oh my God, they chose me. I can't believe it. And you look at it like how it affects you. I know I'm taking a tangent on a sitcom podcast, but hey, this is Jefferson episode, had a very touching moment. So will this podcast. And then you think about, oh God, I got to drive to this place 40 minutes every day. But then you get in there and you hear what the case you're listening to, and you're thinking, my God, you know, there's real lives being affected here, and you do feel this sense of responsibility to do it, you know, and listen and take these example, you know, take the everything you hear, try to make a decision to the best of your ability, and you, either way you go, you know, you're going to make somebody happy, somebody angry, and you're going to affect lives, and it is a weird feeling, you know, you go through everything, and then when it's all done, you're like, you know, we just did that, and wow, like, you know, now we just go back to our lives. You know, you're with these people for 4 days, and I know there was some, like, at the last day, some people were making Instagram connections, so I thought that was cool. But it's like, it's just weird feeling that tomorrow I'm just back to work. Like, I'd come home every day and do a little work. But just tomorrow, back to life, you know, life keeps a rolling, and I'm still here watching a Christmas, a sitcom episodes. Okay, enough of the real world stuff, enough of that. I just wanted to mention, because I've been, you know, yapping about being on jury duty all week, that it's over, and I thank you for sticking with me through this long week. Now, Jefferson's back to the show. So they want Lionel and Jenny to have a baby. And they're like, imagine a little, like, Sherman's like, I mean, Sherman, George is like, don't tell them what to do on their vacation, because they bought them tickets to Bermuda. And they're hoping that they can go relax and make them a grandchild. And they're like, wouldn't you like a little George Jefferson running around? And that's, I don't know why that sounds nothing like Wheezy. He's like, yeah, you know what, I would. And then Tom's like, wait a second, what if you had a little Tom going around? He's like, oh, you know what, never mind, change of plans. But the funny parts for me were Florence and George's interactions. They're ripping on each other. Like, he's the boss, but she, like, you know, always makes these comments, and he never, like, holds it against her. You know, like, she was the highlight of the episode. She was drunk on eggnog. She was, they're like, what about the turkey? He goes, well, and she says, well, I don't know. Do you want some eggnog turkey? At one point, she couldn't clean a glass, so she's like, oh, the hell with it, and throws it away. Right when Wheezy walks in, she's like, oh, so I it was cracked. I threw it away. She goes, you threw away a glass? She goes, not if you didn't see it. Like, she was the highlight of the humor for me in this episode. She was the funniest. But, well, her and George. George had some just funny things. They had a tree delivered to two different places. So Wheezy finds this out. He's like, what are you doing? He had it delivered to this address. And, of course, the address that it was delivered to is 984 West 124th Street, Apartment 5C. But first, I'm sorry, they said there was an envelope, and she's like, what are you doing with that? Oh, it's, you know, I might have it out of order, but there's an envelope, and there goes, there's no stamp or name on it. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. It's a business thing. And, I mean, he was lying to her, but he goes, it's a business thing. Someone's delivering cash. He goes, I'm not going to send cash through the mail. I'm like, what? What are you doing with cash? Then they find out that a beautiful tree was delivered. I delivered both trees to here and to that one, you know, on 125th Street. Oh, did I already get it wrong? 124th Street. And she's like, Wheezy's like, what's going on? And then they find a gift that was supposed to be delivered to that apartment. And George is like, oh, this was supposed to go. You know, he's telling her it's business dealings. Don't worry about it. He borrowed some money and this is how they're paying back. And then finally, George is like, you know what? I got to bring this gift. I'll be back in a half hour. So Wheezy starts getting upset and she thinks that, you know, George has another woman and there's another woman out there. So there's George, in the kitchen, there's Florence, Wheezy and Helen, and they're all, talking about this, that Wheezy's nervous. You know, she wants to leave because she doesn't know what's going on. And she's like, I think there's another woman. And I like that Florence said, I don't think there's another woman. It's like, you don't? He goes, no, you wouldn't give a toy with another woman. She goes, oh, you're right. I think he's got a kid. And that was very funny. She's like, oh, if he does, I'll kill him. Oh, I wanted Lytle to have a baby, but George beat him to it, which isn't the case. So then we see George at this rundown apartment. And Wheezy, before Wheezy gets there, there's like this, like, a wino, basically, that you know, it's just the stereotypical, like the guy's drinking wine. He's like a hobo bum. He's like, hey, man. He's like, you want to drive some drinks? Did he call it hooch or something? He's like, no, that's okay. And then Wheezy shows up and says, what are you doing here? And he says, I just got here. And the whiner says, not you. I'm talking to him. He goes, oh, I don't know. I'm not going to wait around to find out. And he leaves. And she's like, what are you doing, George? He goes, nothing. He goes, who lives in this apartment? He leaves the box outside. He goes, I don't know. And she goes, that's not true. I don't believe it. And then a kid shows up. He goes, hello? She goes, do you know this man? He goes, no. And she looks at the kid's face, looks at his face, looking for a resemblance. He goes, oh, you know what? Never mind. And then a woman and a man, she goes, Mom and Dad, look, a gift came. The kid's parents come to the door, and they're like, oh, can we help you? What are you doing? He goes, oh, we were supposed to meet our friends and they weren't here. So we're just leaving. She goes, oh, you know, would you like to come in for a moment? It's Christmas. Oh, we really couldn't. You know what? Yes, let's go in. So they go in and George is like, you know, I used to live in this apartment. I used to live here. And they're like, really? Oh yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of people used to live here and they left. She goes, no, I used to live right in this apartment. So we come to find out that this is George's apartment. This is where he grew up. This is where his dad would hit him. He's like, oh, man. And then, he finds out the man who lives there, like, I think, what is he? He works in the street, is it laying cement or something, physical labor. And they're like, and my dad used to do that. Oh, it made him all strong and hit. And then the little son's like, that must run in the family or something like that. The kid made a joke that his dad hits him just the same way. I was like, oh, okay. But the whole thing was George, we discovered that this is George's apartment. And when he leaves, he goes, you know what? I had a lot of bad Christmases there. Christmases where I didn't have anything. And no kid should have that. So I made a promise to myself that if I ever made it big, I would make sure that this apartment never has a bad Christmas. So he sent gifts. He sent the tree, and he goes, because they don't know it's him. They're like, he goes, here, we'll give you some chocolates. They go, no, we couldn't. You can't afford this. And she goes, we can. We have a Santa of our own. Someone sends $100 every month, and we were really tough before, but now, we're doing better. I can afford to go to TV repair school. So I'm going to, you know, get a better job. And I'm thinking, my first thought was, are there still TV repair schools? Are there still TV repairmen? Is that even a thing anymore? Like if my TV broke right now, I feel like I would just go to the store and buy a new TV. But if I bought a new TV and that broke, I would just go to like Best Buy or Walmart or Target or wherever I bought it. I'd be like, I need to change this for another television. They wouldn't be like, well, let's get the repairman out there. And he's got a belt like do with tools on it. Like do they, I can think of like my grandparents having that TV that was the big wooden chest. And it was like a piece of furniture and it sat on the ground and you put things on top of it, like candles or decorations of sort. I could see that. Oh, we need to have the TV repairman come out and put a new tube in. But I don't know if TV repairmen are still a thing. I'm not sure. But in 1977, you're going to have a lucrative year, career at least for the next 20 years before you can retire. So he's doing, he'll be just fine, maybe even 30 years before HD, the flat screens really come in. So I think he'll do okay. So when he and Wheezy leave the apartment, you know, he tells her that, and he goes, you know, even though we got out and made it big, I felt like I have to, you know, come back. You can't just forget where you're from. You have to come back and, you know, and make it right. It's just, it's the right thing to do. You can't forget where you're back, where you come from, and you have to support the, you know, the where you were from. And she's like, George Jefferson, I'm so proud. I can't do a Wheezy, but it's kind of like this. There was a funny thing where Lionel says, you can't leave, Mom. We're going to sing the Christmas carols. You're the bass. She just gives him this dirty look. That made me laugh out loud. So she's like, George Jefferson, I've never been so more proud of you. Gives her a little smooch. And he goes, come on, can we leave now? Like, you could see he was uncomfortable being there. And it was like, there was moments where there just weren't laugh tracks. There were no laugh. There was no canned laughter or studio laughter or whatever it was. I think it was filmed in front of a live studio audience. But there was none of that. It was just a quiet moment. And then they walked off, and that was the end of the episode. And I really, really liked it. Sherman Helmsley is like, I mean, he's an incredible character. Like, again, this is going to sound weird, but Marla Gibbs, I remember watching more 227. Sherman Helmsley, I remember watching more Amen. I knew he was George Jefferson, but that was like a sick, that was like an old show that would be on TBS, you know, at 6:05 p.m., 6:35 p.m., things like that. Like, it was, I don't remember it being on new episodes. For me, the new episodes for him were him as, you know, on Amen. And that's just, I just thought that was pretty funny. And also, what is it, Mr. Bentley, I think? There was that other character, the British guy. He was there for a minute to make a crack a couple of jokes. So he was featured too. And I feel like the main gist of the cast were all featured in this episode. And it was just a nice, it was, and of course, it was a nice Christmas episode. George giving the, just giving this family a little extra boost, doing something nice for people who are in the same situation that you might have been when you were a kid. So it made George, you realize he's got a big heart, but he didn't want to tell Wheezy, didn't want to tell anyone about it. Loved it. I watched it on Tubi. Completely free to watch on Tubi. I'll put a link to the episode in the show notes. But I guess I already spoiled the whole thing for you. But if you want to go watch, I don't know if every episode of Jefferson's is up there, the Jeffersons, but it looked like a ton of them, or at least season four is up there. And this is what season this episode's from. So I've walked away from my computer. I'm talking, hiding in my bathroom right now because my dog's up. And I'm like, you know what, little girl, you can wait a few minutes before I take you out, but then I will take her out, and then I will go to bed. And when I wake up, well, for me, it'll be Friday. For you, it's already Friday. What an exciting time to be alive. Doing these episodes a day ahead really confuses me with time, especially this past week where my wife's like, it felt like you were away. I said, you know, I was gone during the day, but I was back in by the, you know, most of the time in the afternoon. You know, it was 4 days. 2 days I was back before she was out of work, and 2 days I was back after she came out of, she was home from work. I said, you know, this is how it used to be when I used to go to work, when I worked on campus in Boston at my job 5 days a week. She's like, oh my God, I don't like it. Because now I've been fully remote since the old pandemic. And I'm like, wow, this is how people do it. They get up and they get in their car or they go on the train. And they go to their office. I haven't done that in so long. That was such a normal routine part of my life every day, whether it was taking the train or driving in, or even if I did it a couple days a week. And now to not have done it for almost 4 years, it's just weird. It's just weird. But you know what I have also, what I've been doing for 3 years? Sitcom, all you faithful. That's what this is all about. No more personal talk. No more jury talk. We're here just talking Christmas sitcom. See what I just did there? I just slapped my shin. My shin? Wait a minute. I don't know body parts all that well. So I got my calf, my knee. Yes, my shin. I slapped my shin twice. I don't know why I did it, but I did it. So listen, Excellent episode of The Jeffersons. Excellent episode of Christmas. I got another Christmas episode coming to you tomorrow. And guess what? The next day and the next day and the next day, all the way up through Christmas Day. We already know, if you have followed this show at all, you should already know what Christmas Day will bring. If you don't know, go to fansonexperts.com/sitcom. If you go back through the episodes and see what day 25 was last year, it's the same series that day 25 was the year before. And you're going to see more repeats. Yes, I try to do all different shows, just about mostly different shows every year. So I haven't had any repeats yet, but there will be three repeats coming. There'll be three repeats this year, and none of them have been featured yet. And you already, I'm telling you what day 25 is, because it's been day 25 since year one. In fact, until there isn't a Christmas episode of this TV show that I haven't watched, until I'm all caught up, it will always be day 25. But that is such a long time away. It's only day 15. All right. If this was movie month, I'd say I'm halfway there, but it's not movie month, and 15 is not half of 25. I know math matters. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, what am I doing here? Why am I still listening? Because my voice has captivated you, no matter what nonsense I'm saying. Okay, I've completely overstayed my welcome this evening. So listen, I'm going to go. I'm going to go, and I'll see you tomorrow. All right? Listen, I'm like overtired. I need to get some sleep. I need to take my dog out and go to sleep. So listen, until tomorrow. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality. You can find the show on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. That's where the entire website is. It's because fansnotexperts.com is where every episode of Sitcom All You Faithful and every friggin' podcast that I do is on there. And what I say, Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon.social, and Threads is Geek Mentality. Mikey-C over at the Blue Sky. I'm trying to get every wing, everywhere. Maybe if I can just get a little bit of people finding me everywhere, it'll all add up to the wonderment that is this audience. And yes, every episode of Sitcom All Ye Faithful is found at the Fans Not Experts YouTube channel. In fact, the moment I put this episode up, it gets published to YouTube automatically, which I just think is a wonderful thing. So there's no chance you can't find me, okay? You found me. You know, the longer I get talking, the more nonsense. And like, if I do another, I could probably sit here for another hour and just fill it with gibberish. One day I should just hit record and say, how long can I go without like passing out and just talk nonsense? I think I could do it for a while. I'll call it the How Long Podcast. How long could he possibly go? And then if I check the analytics, how long did people actually stick around? And it's like 3 seconds until they bailed. So I'm going to leave you now. This took a turn into complete gibberish and nonsense. It's the sounds of an overtired man who needs to get to bed. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you tomorrow. But until then, here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe, 'cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time, and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.